Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Seeing Ethan Haney take the mat down there on mat number one, as we get a match down there that was a final at 120, and that was Ridge Tibbett from Neillsville winning down there for get to that weight. He was taking on the Mauston wrestler.
It was at 120, wasn't it?
That was at 120. That helps, Phil.
Yeah. Ridge Tibbett gets the win
from Neillsville. So we have Ethan Haney out there now. He's going to finish up our 120-pound weight class. He takes on Landon Peeler from Arcadia down there on our far left match, which we call mat number one as we're looking at the stadium here. So, Ethan, this is his second week down. Oh, nice. Head pull and just snap down it with a pick. But the pick was up high above the knee, and he was just that quick with it and had that much leverage with it. So he gets the first takedown, and we're only 30 seconds into the bout. But as I mentioned earlier, Ethan's first time dropping at the conference tournament last week to 120, and so he's adjusted to it. We hope this will be one that gets him in that track and in that cycle to head for the state tournament. We got a final down here on mat number three. That's at 132. And that's the young man from Nakusa winning there. Number one seed, Sawyer Ostrom. They go out of bounds down there, and still he's up 3-0 there. Ethan Haney is, as you watch him in action down there. In our center bout, we're up at 126 there. We have the number one seed, Gunnar Kremer from GET, and he takes on Deacon Brown from Black River Falls, leading in that match 13-3. Is Ethan now looking for what a lot of people would call a cheap tilt, but I tell you, it takes a lot of leverage to get that cheap tilt. 4 points scored in the middle mat here, so that one's close to a tech fall now for Sawyer. No, that's Gunnar Kremer at 26. And because we get down in the far mat, we got we're all the way up to 32 there. We got Brody Bansey out there. He takes on Philip Steiger from Portage.
Good weight class there at 132 for sure.
Yes, sir.
That was debated quite a bit in the coaches' meeting.
Everybody has their own style of how they want to do things. Our head official was going what I felt was the right way. We're going to final now here. Tech Fall in mat number two. Gunner, our number one seed at 126. Get it's a tech fall there with only 8 seconds into the third period. So Gunner will move on in semifinal action.
Gunner Kremer, yeah, absolutely.
We get done with our first, well, I guess we're going blood time down there at mat number one. And I think we had a fall down here on mat number three, and that would be the other number one seed we were talking about.
That's Ostrom,
oh,
I believe.
That was three seed. Bansey got the pin down there from GET.
One of the things that we've talked about this year certainly is the change in scoring, too. And I think that's made, it's made for exciting wrestling, actually.
Oh, it has. We just watched earlier in a couple bouts where, you know, people would go takedown, release, instead of being maybe up 6-2. Now, all of a sudden, they were up 9-2, you know.
And we saw a tech fall in the first period, which used to be unheard of,
Yeah, that's for sure with a lot of wrestlers, you know. Getting real, we got now down here at 132 action, we have Caleb Wiseman from Adams Friendship taking on Jordan Caverly from Black River Falls. Back to action now, although we got to go back down there, and mat number one is Ethan's going takedowns now as we're into the second period. And wow, he's got, it's unorthodox, but he hasn't got the takedown yet, but he almost scored a fall there, but he is going to get the takedown out of it. And now leads 6-3 as we're only 25 seconds into the second period.
6-0, isn't it?
6-0, sorry. Thanks, Phil.
Yeah, well.
I was adding my points up and I put them on the wrong side. Yep. Thank you. 6-0. I always like to say the fans got to see it so they know I wasn't quite getting it straight.
Adams Friendship gets a win at 132, it looks like.
I believe he was the second seed. Caleb Wiseman gets the fall down there in that bout.
32 seconds.
32 seconds. So we should be moving up to 138 down there in that mat number three, and that could get Kyle Weisinger out. No, we're going to skip up to higher in the bracket there.
Looks like Ethan Hades making progress over here.
Boston and Lodi over there. Oh, yeah, he's got him in a lot of trouble there. He's got a real good half Nelson in, real close to the fall here. We'll stay there and watch that one instead of letting our eyes roam, because Ethan's really close to ending this right here. Oh, wow, that was close.
26 seconds to go in the period.
Yep. There it is. 21 seconds to go, so that was a second period pin of 3:39 for Ethan Hady as he moves on to semifinal action for the Richland Center Hornets.
Congratulations. Look at 150 signs over there.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, that Phil was mentioning that earlier, and everybody's holding that up. Really exciting for Ethan Hady. 150 wins.
That's
nice
outstanding.
Job. That's outstanding. You don't see that too often around anywhere in wrestling.
Yeah,
so great for him, and continued success here in his senior season as Ethan Hady moves on to the semifinal action.
Sounds good. For Kirk Lehrer, I'm Phil Nee. We're going to go back and see what's happening elsewhere. We'll be back here at the next opportune time. This is Regional Wrestling Saturday from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body, located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
Hunters and outdoor enthusiasts, get ready for the annual Driftless Area Deer Classic. It's happening Saturday, February 22nd from 9 to 5 at the Richland Center Community Center. Bring in your deer head for a chance to win a gun. Plus, check out exciting vendors, bucket and gun raffles, and a trail camera photo contest. Got sheds? Bring them along. They're welcome, but they won't be scored. Enjoy great food and drinks while swapping stories with fellow hunters. Admission is just $5, and kids 16 and under get in free. Want to get a head start? Pre-register Friday night, February 21st from 5 to 9 p.m. or Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon. For more details, call 475-4963. Don't miss the Driftless Area Deer Classic Saturday, February 22nd at the Richland Center Community Center.
Welcome back to Mineral Point as we are in the middle of the quarterfinal round here at the Division III Super Regional at Mineral Point High School. We are now in the three-mat format as three mats are being utilized, and I see a familiar singlet down there of an odd variety.
Yeah.
And that must mean Nolan Waldner of Ithaca Weston. So, David, what's happening at 165 pounds there?
Yeah, he's enjoyed that singlet all year long, but he's up 11-1 here, and we're 1:30 to go in the second period. He is facing a freshman from Parkview, Albany, Elijah Gunn. And Nolan is definitely in control there. As I mentioned, he's got a 10-point lead here. 1:23 to go in the second period. Coming up here on mat number two, we'll keep an eye on also from Ithaca Weston. I believe that's Caden Coleman. Yes, it is Caden Coleman. As he is facing Trenton Yeager, a junior from Poinette. As Nolan's match has had several times to stop for a blood time, which it is again, cleaning up the wrestler from Parkview, Albany. So it looks like they're just cleaning up a little bit. Meanwhile, Caden Coleman's match has started. Caden got a penalty point, I'm guessing. It's a one and up lead. I did not see that awarded, but it shows one nothing on the board. And now it looks like he's going to get a takedown, go up 4-0. Meanwhile, Nolan Walder is back in action here as he continues with a 10-point lead here. 1:13 to go in the second period. They go off the edge of the mat and have to recenter. They're set in the center circle right on the middle point logo. A nice takedown right to his back as Nolan's looking for a pin here as he tightens up the old headlock. And his hips turned, and it's looking like he's going to get himself a pin there. It's pretty tight. He's got just under a minute to go here as he's got it locked up. His official's right down there looking at it, way better than what I can see it, but it looks pretty good from here. And there is a pin for Nolan. A pin in 3 minutes and 13 seconds.
Criminal point, K rule.
3:13, you say?
3:13. We'll jump over here to Caden Coleman, Coleman's match. He's up now 4-0. As he's leading Elijah Gunn, the freshman again from Parkview, Albany. Parkview, Albany is a team that we don't see at all this season, really.
Winner of that 3 by ball on the top of the board. Waldner.
Although these, we've seen Waldner. Excuse me, we've seen Parkview's Wesley Egan wrestle before.
Yep. Yeah, he is a tough wrestler.
Or it's the werewolf look.
Yeah, he's got a hairdo and a big old mustache out there. But Caden Coleman matched starting the second period is they're in the neutral position, and he is up 4-0. Trick pin down there. It looks like for Iowa Grand Highland, he defeats Deegan McDonough from Ithaca Western with a pin in 21 seconds.
Pin for Jackson McGuire of Iowa Grand Highland. Iowa Grand Highland with a couple of Jacksons back-to-back, Jackson Bussey and Jackson McGuire, but they spell Jackson two different ways. But they both win their first-round matches, so things looking good for Iowa Grand Highland right now. Hopefully have some team scores for you before too long.
Things are continuing to look good for Caden Coleman as he's up by 11 now, 13-2, 1:38 to go in the second period as he gives a free takedown to Jaeger from Point S. Going day off as he is wearing that same uniform that Nolan Waldner is. It's a experimental uniform for the Ithaca Western Co-op. Wesley Egan, as Bill mentioned, a senior from Parkview, Albany, increases his undefeated season to 47-0, so he is looking very strong. Meanwhile, Caden Coleman, I missed that, but he does get a pin. Pin in 2 minutes and 39 seconds. 49 seconds. 249.
Next up on mat number 3.
Yeah, things are going quickly toward the end of this round. First of all, there were no first-round matches in the upper four weight classes, so we run right into the quarterfinals, and things are going quickly. Grant Matthews is out there. We've had some quick pins in this first round. I'm sure Matthews would like to, he says, this leg band is not going to fit me.
No.
Hands it to Riley Cade. I think it'll fit him.
He is ignoring him, though. Grant just throws it on the table.
His opponent in this round is Timothy Nelson, a senior from Lancaster. This is quarterfinals, and down to the mat goes Nelson right away. Back point for Grant Matthews. And that was a 7. Did he get back points? He had to have had back points.
Yeah, he just awarded him now. Yep, just 2.
All right, well, that was one of the quickest five-point moves you'll see, and they went out of bounds, so now Matthews has Timothy Nelson back in center circle, and Grant Matthews of Riverdale has a commanding 5-0 lead, 20 seconds into the match.
Mentioned quickly here, Bill, on mat 2, Riverdale, Talon Childs, he's out there Hasn't been able to wrestle a whole lot this season with just 16 matches, but he's 0-0 and just gets up the takedown. Meanwhile, Grant Matthews is looking for a pin there, and he does get it. 47 seconds for Grant.
Grant top seated at 285 pounds. Weight class that includes Mac Neve of Ithaca Western, Bennett Coder of Pickett Boulevard Youth Initiative, Matt Orrin of Mineral Point, and second seated Bodie Brockhoff of Iowa Grand Island. Maybe we can pick up on this Fallon Childs match. And they announced we're going to be having a break, so we will do our best to recap before we send it away and perhaps hear again from Phil and Kirk up there at Richland Center High School before the noon hour. We'll see what happens.
A Talon Childs match here. He's getting a little clean up there with a little blood time. Talon is currently down 3-0 here. At 190 pounds, again, as I mentioned earlier, Talon hasn't had a lot of matches this year. I'm assuming with an injury, but just 16 matches, but 11-5 record here facing sophomore Clayton Yana. Mineral Point with a 14-20 record.
He won the title at Ithaca Western tournament that we covered with five first period falls that day. Quite the day for him.
Meanwhile, it's good to see Mac Neath back for the Ithaca Western co-op as he's out there on mat three as he is leading that match 3-0 as he's facing Bennett Coder of Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative. They're still working on Talon there. He got a scratch or a cut or something on his shoulder there. Waiting for the trainer to make her way there. There's just one trainer with currently three mats, soon to be four mats. So hopefully she's not busy all day.
A quick look back at the 175-pound quarterfinals. David Werman, the longest match was 33 seconds. Top-seeded Cade Rule pinned his opponent in 18 seconds. Second-seeded Seth Greeno of DeSoto had a 33-second pin. The third-seed Lancaster's Nolan Hankey used just 20 seconds. And fourth-seeded Jackson McGuire of Iowa Grand Island, 21 seconds. You think those four wrestlers were seated correctly?
I do believe they were.
Wrestling next on mat number three from Parkview, Albany. Gator Wilkie. From Iowa Grand Highlands, Bodie Brockhoff, match number three.
Still working on Talon's shoulder. They're getting him taped off. Looks like he's ready to go. Meanwhile, Mac Deep of Ithaca Weston, he gets a pin in 114 over Bennett Cotter down there on mat three.
Welcome back, Mac Deep.
Now we get set here on mat two, back to Talon's match as he starts from the bottom position as he is down 3-0, 42 seconds still in the first period. Trying to maintain his base, working his way up to his feet as his opponent, Yana, is able to take him off the edge of the net. They'll have to get reset in the center of the black mat. One black mat that Mineral Point has. The other three are all blue. They get reset here as Shannon reaches. Talon reaches back, tries to take that leg out front. Down to 20 seconds to go in this first period. Still down by three, trying to get some points here to end this first period. And he gets his head up off the mat, work his feet, work to his feet.
Just one next up at number three.
Maintains his pace, just a warning against the top man, warning against Yana for not riding and not working to a pinning combination. Excuse me. 7 seconds to finish up the first period here. They get reset. Talon reaches back again for that leg. Trying to pull that to the front side. Conan is able to cover the hip and stay back there. So at the end of the period, it still is 3-0 lead for Clayton Yana of Mineral Point.
We are seeing some consolation round matches appear. There'll be about 10 or 12 of them, and they'll wrestle those before we get into the semifinal round, both in the winners and losers bracket. And there's a quick fall, 21 seconds at 126 pounds. and it looks like a winner for Sam Noble.
Time of 21 seconds on that three for North South Connecticut. Samuel Noble.
Samuel Noble with a pin over Ryland Kirschbaum of River Ridge. And his tournament comes to a close. Noble continues on in the consolation bracket that includes Ronan Culver of
Mineral Park,
and Johnny Robinson of Mineral Park. Back to challenge matches. He gives up the escape, so now he's down 4-0, 1:20 to go. He's trying a head throw here, but didn't set it up very good, not very tight, as he's going to lose it and give up the takedown. Now his deficit increases to 7-0. 7-0 to Clayton Yana of Mineral Point. Just over a minute to go in the second period. Back down to the lighter weights, as Bill mentioned, at 215, 190, and 132 coming back through. Ben Otto is also wrestling for Ithaca Weston. His opponent, Sawyer Swiggum of North Crawford Seneca. I'll keep an eye on that until you're done with your bout at 190.
Down to 35 seconds to go in the second period here for Giles and Yana. Giles needs to score a point here. He's got to get some action going, working down, 25 seconds to go. Now he gets the warning. He's in the bottom position. He's been warned for stalling. But both wrestlers, now he worked his way up, was able to turn and face him. Get that deficit down to 6 points. 10 seconds to go in the second period.
We're on that one, I call it, time of 52 seconds. For North Crawford Seneca, Sawyer.
Closing seconds of the second period. He's going to see a 7-1 lead here for Clayton Yana of Mineral Point. Continuing.
Wrestling next on mat number one.
That Ben Otto match is complete. Sawyer Swiggum, who missed the Scenic Ridge and Rivers Conference Tournament last weekend, returns and uses just 52 seconds. The North Crawford Seneca Jr. pins sophomore Ben Otto of Ithaca Weston. Swiggum moves into the semifinals. Otto drops into the consolation deck.
Start the third period here at 190 as Childs chooses neutral position, so they're both on their feet wrestling in the middle. As Childs' bandages come off, so they'll just rip that off. 147 to go in the match, down by six. Now he's got to pick up the offense. Got some work ahead of him.
Luca Appleby.
Goes for the good old hard underhook.
Wrestling next on mat number three from Riverdale, Karen.
Trying to get a good setup for a throw here. It looks like he's trying to wrestle that way. And he's got a move locked up here. He's trying to get Yana to the mat, get the takedown. He's going to get the three. He's going to get the three for the takedown as he is able to turn Yana now. The far edge of the mat right in front of the cheerleaders. He's down by three. He's got to get some near fall here. He's got just over a minute to go. Mike Singles is coaching hard from the far side. He wants, wants to release him. Going to give up the escape back to his center now here. Down by four. Just over a minute to go. Keep that offense going on his feet. He's got to pick it up here. Just a minute to go. The overhead. Anti-hand fight near. Now he's got the good old overhook on his near side. And to set up another throw there. He seems comfortable wrestling on his feet. Upper body. Yana's pushing back. Got the overhook. Now he's got the underhook on the other side. Oh, Yana's able to back out of that. Clock is ticking away as his coaching staff is encouraging him to get after him. He's down to 25 seconds. Yana goes in for a single leg takedown as Talon has got the headlock there. Going to get the takedown, I think. Got to award him the takedown here. Got the takedown. Now he's getting near fall. Boy, it took him forever to call that takedown, but just enough time there where he's going to get the near fall, and Talon's going to get the pin. 8 seconds on the clock there. It wasn't looking good, but Talon fought through that. He looks like he's in a little pain there, but he gets a 5 minutes, 52-second pin there. Over Clayton Yana of Mineral Point.
Clayton Yana in a little bit of pain also. After
yeah.
Seeing that lead evaporate. Nice finish by Talon Child of the Riverdale Chiefs. We'll take a break. Be back with more. This round is winding up. We'll take a break. Be back with more from Mineral Point in a moment. This is Regional Wrestling Saturday on WRCO Sports.
No one ever plans to give the wrong gift. It's just that finding the right gift can be very hard. The key to finding the right gift is finding the right place to shop. Added Touch Floral and Gifts. Added Touch has so much more than fresh flowers. They have over 15 flavors of wine. From Eagle's Landing to Three Lakes, there's nothing better than to treat your special person than to flowers, candy bouquets, and wine from Added Touch Floral and Gifts. Your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center. 647-2319 or on the web at addedtouchfloral.com.
I'll be. That's one talented rooster.
Nope. Just ready for fall fun at Chicken Ridge Farm. You heard him. Chicken Ridge Farm is opening for the fall season in September of 2025. Bring the whole family for fresh air, farm fun, and memories that'll last a lifetime. Chicken Ridge Farms thanks everyone for a great year and looks forward to seeing you this year. Check Facebook for the latest updates and don't miss out. Chicken Ridge Farms wishes all the area student athletes the best.
Riverdale Ag is here to serve your cropping needs. They offer a full line of crop protection products along with dry and liquid fertilizers. Dave and his prompt professional staff offer feed, seed, fertilizer, chemical, grain elevator, and application. Partnering with farmers since 1983, Riverdale Ag Service is Southwest Wisconsin's whole farm supplier. Farmers that are shopping around for fertilizer in these times need to give Riverdale Ag a call for competitive pricing and great service. 739-3103.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate. 647-6345.
Hope you're enjoying our wrestling coverage today. We'll be hearing from Pat Mahoney at Dodgeville again prior to the noon hour and hear from Phil Nee and Kirk Layer at Richland Center as well. The quarterfinals are complete. The semifinals are set. We'll try to update you during this report before we send it away. And there are a couple of consolation bracket matches going on right now. David, do you have one that you'd like to take a look at?
Yeah, we'll keep an eye here. The sophomore from Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative, Dom Thorgerson, and he is facing a freshman from Agron Highland, Braden Baca. That match is right now is 3-0 lead there as Thorgerson gets the first takedown. So he's in control. He's riding the left side of Baca. That's spelled B-A-C-H-A, Baca. Now, Ferguson's got a good half Nelson here. He's just a nice basic half Nelson, lifting the knee, the near knee. Shoulders are definitely exposed to the mat as he's got Baca in trouble here. Gets reset, gets the headlock, scrapes over the top, maybe a little high. Now he shifts back, reloads. Got 35 seconds there looking for a pin. And the next match over there, Bill, I'll just give you a quick update. Is Terrence Currier of Riverdale gets a pin there, looks like in 4:14.
Your winner by fall on match 3 in a time of 4:14 from Riverdale, Terrence Currier.
Nearing the end of the first period here for Thorgerson, as he has just awarded 3 near falls, so he's been at 4 near falls, excuse me, club, 7-0. The last 5 seconds of the first period.
Bring you an update on quarterfinals. There were none at 106 pounds. 4 wrestlers in the weight class. They're all in the semifinals. Memphis Burkhalter of Mineral Point, William Cradiville of Lancaster, Griffin Wineski of Iowa Grand Highland, and James Schramm of Riverdale. At 113 in the quarterfinals, winners were top-seeded Slater Valley of Parkview, Albany, over Kellen Mum of Iowa Grand Highland. Freshman Hunter Wilkinson of Riverdale was a pin winner. He moves into the semifinals. Jaron Grimsland of North Crawford Seneca, the second seeded, pins his way into the semifinals. And he's joined by Lennon Ebert, a senior from Mineral Point, who was a pin winner over Ithaca Western sophomore Carrick Thompson. At 120 in the quarterfinals, top seeded Aiden Grunenfelder of Pecatonica Argyle, second seeded Liam Carey of Mineral Point, third-seeded Gavin Wilkins of North Crawford Seneca and Boscobel Wazika Steuben's Ashton Udahoven, the fourth seed, all register big wins. They move into the semifinals, dropping into consolation Wyatt McGuire of Riverdale and Dom Thorgerson of Kickapoo Lafarge, and he's looking good in the consolation bracket, David.
Yes, he is. He's increased his lead 10 to nothing. Now he's got just over a minute to go. Good near side, head in the ridge, cradle locked up here, trying to get himself a pin as he's now exposed his shoulders again to the mat. Just not able to quite get him tight enough to get the pin.
Your winner by ball on that three.
But racking up the near ball is there four more added to his total. Up 14 to nothing now. 5 seconds still in the second period.
Parkview Albany, Ryder Carter.
Goes up here again with an arm bar. Not able to quite keep it tight enough there as Baca is doing a good job of fighting through some of those pinning combinations. Shoulders now are exposed, getting near fall added up here for Thorgerson. This should be a check fall if he doesn't end up pinning him. That's the four near falls. Going to give him an 18 to nothing victory.
And he's bound to wrestle Wyatt McGuire of Riverdale in the next round. The winner will still have a chance to go on to the sectional next weekend, and the loser will be done. At 126 in the quarterfinals, wins for Lucas Orloff of Tech Argyle. Wyatt Tomlinson of Poinette knocked off the fourth seed, Mineral Point sophomore Johnny Robinson, by major decision. Lucas Christensen of Iowa Grand Highland beat Kickapoo Lafarge, youth initiative freshman Ronan Culver, and second seed of Camilla Rogers of DeSoto just got by Samuel Noble of North Crawford Seneca. 8-7 was the final there. And Rogers, Christensen, Tomlinson, Orloff in the semifinals at 126. Noble has already won a consolation round match, so his tournament continues. At 132 in the quarterfinals, Lakota Brewer of Riverdale scored a technical fall. Hunter Moe of Ithaca Weston was defeated and dropped into the consolation bracket. Hayden Alton of Iowa Grand Highland upset the third seed Elliot Tite, who went to the state tournament last year as a freshman. Tite of Mineral Point is now in the consolation bracket. Altman goes to the semifinals for a matchup against freshman Tavin Baumkamp of Parkview, Albany, who defeated Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative's Luca Appleby. 138, Brody Meese of Riverdale, Bane Lacey of Parkview, Albany, Aiden Bedward of Iowa Grand Highland, and Sammy Springer of Mineral Point move into the semifinals, dropping into the consolation bracket from the area, Brenton Ewing of Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative and Alec Mulholland of North Crawford Seneca. 144, Rowan Carey of Mineral Point, Thomas Frosty of North Crawford Seneca, Derek Franzen of Ithaca Weston, and Cale Koenig of River Ridge. The top four seeds win their matches there in the semifinals. Into the consolation bracket, among others, both Colton Williams of Iowa Grand Highland and Terrence Currier of Riverdale, who has since posted a win. And his tournament remains alive for Terrence Currier. 150 into the semifinals go Brock Kinderman of Iowa Grand Highland. Chase McGuire of Riverdale wins an 18-9 match. Jacob Dannenberg of Mineral Point picks up a technical fall. And Ashton Bennett of Ithaca Weston is a pin winner in the quarterfinals there. At 157, Tyson Imhoff of Iowa Grand Highland scores a pin over North Crawford Seneca's Jacob Glidden. Joe Bwetter of Boscobel Wazika Steuben has a technical fall victory over Trenton Baldwin of DeSoto. He was a conference champion last weekend at the Scenic Ridge and Rivers Tournament. Sawyer Dannenberg, a freshman from Mineral Point, scores a pin. And moving on with his 100th career win, Ashton Meister of Poinette, the second seed. He is a senior there. 165, Jackson Bussey of Iowa Grand Highland, Emmett Collins of Mineral Point, Nolan Waldner of Ithaca Weston, and Peyton Frager of DeSoto move on with victories. Waldner was a pin winner over Elijah Gunn of Parkview, Albany. Frager defeated Boscobel Wazika Steuben's Chance Johnson. 175, this is a weight class with quick pins. Cade Rule of Mineral Point, Jackson McGuire of Iowa Grand Highland, Nolan Hankey of Lancaster, Seth Greeno of DeSoto, all registered pins within 33 seconds. At Declan Tanner and Deacon McDonald Bostonville, Waseca Steuben, Ithaca Weston, respectively, dropped into the loser's bracket. 190, I'll give this, and then, David, I'll let you give the last two weight classes because you're up to date. At 190, Gavin Hinderman of Iowa Grand Highland has a pin. Caden Coleman of Ithaca Weston pinned his opponent. Talon Childs of Riverdale, a nice victory over Clayton Yana of Mineral Point, coming from behind to do so with a pin and 552. And Nolan Wolf of Lancaster, the second seed, had a bye. Just six wrestlers in this weight class. 215.
I got those.
Fantastic.
All right, go for it. Wesley Egan is a winner by a call in 54 seconds as he defeats Ashton Nindorf of Poinette. Tucker Degenhart of Iowa Grand Highland, he is a win by pin in 54 seconds as he defeats Jackson Seipel of Lancaster. Justin Obert of DeSoto is a winner by a score of 10-1 as he defeats Alan James of Mineral Point. And Sawyer Swigum of Northcroft or Seneca is a win by a pin, 52 seconds over Ben Otto.
I've got 285 if you don't.
Okay. Go ahead, because I don't.
All right. Grant Matthews of Riverdale, a 47-second pin over Timothy Nelson of Lancaster. Mac Neath, welcome back to the lineup. A pin, his first action since the last year before Bi-State. Neath with a pin and 115 over Bennett Coder of Kickapoo Lafarge, who drops into the consolation bracket. Matt Orritt of Mineral Point pins his opponent, and Bodie Brockoff of Iowa Grand Highland is the pin winner over Wilkie of Parkview, Albany. Well, we're up to date. We're also on a break before the semifinals start. The next time you'll hear from us is following the news at noon, but before then, we'll have more wrestling for you from both Pat Mahoney at Dodgeville, Phil Nee and Kirk Layer at Richland Center. Thanks for joining us this morning for our coverage. When we come back, we'll have some team scores for you and be into the semifinals here at Mineral Point, where the Division III Super Regional continues. This is Regional Wrestling Saturday on WRCO Sports.
At Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock, Ryan understands that unexpected moments can leave your vehicle in need of some tender, loving care. But here's the good news. Fixing those dents and scratches shouldn't cost you a fortune. Give Ryan a call at 583-0105 and let them take care of your auto body needs without breaking the bank. Don't let a little fender bender turn into a financial headache. Call Ryan at Larson Collision and Paint today. Your wallet and your vehicle will thank you.
Brouhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company located in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Providing single origin coffees with unique blends from around the world, they are dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. They use superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. Available at a variety of locations throughout Southwest Wisconsin, head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brouhaha Roasters coffee today.
Did you know you can buy used rental equipment at All American Do It Center? That's right. As we keep our rental inventory fresh for our customers, it's time to sell used rental equipment and tools. Our inventory includes skid steers and excavators, trailers, lifts and scaffold, lawn and garden equipment, concrete, air and power tools, and so much more. Visit our website and find rental equipment for sale or stop in the rental department at All American Do It Center in Tomah, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Got stumps? Call Titus Osborne today for a free estimate. With over 15 years of professional stump grinding and removal experience, Titus is insured and ready to handle your project. Don't let those stumps linger. Get the removal scheduled before spring. Customer satisfaction is a must, and Titus is committed to providing fast, reliable, no-hassle service. Call 608-604-7757 now for all your stump removal needs. 604-7757. Titus Osborne, your go-to expert for stump removal.
WRCO. Welcome back to Richland Center. I'm Phil Nee, joined by Kirk Layer. We're well into the rounds, the quarterfinals, getting up to the upper weights here. And we'll get you caught up in a moment on what has happened while you're away. But highlights so far, 150th win for Ethan Haney of Richland Center. That was a nice win. And Caden Stibbe had a nice win for the Hornets this round as well.
Two semifinalists so far. We pretty quick here, like you mentioned. We got Ethan Bodendine come up, then Mason Jelenic a little bit later. And then I believe we even have a 215 pound wrestler too. Yes, we have Ethan Bindle, and then at 275, Braden Kleppe coming up. There's a fall in our middle mat there. That was at 157. That was Alex Brunig from Lodi getting a fall there in the first period, 52 seconds, in his match against Fletcher Brock from Nakusa. So Nakusa will go up here in the consolation bracket. As we mentioned, you can still all the wrestlers are alive here yet today. Even if you lost already, you got a chance to come back to fourth.
Right, exactly. You got a chance to wrestle back and help your team and, yep, and maybe even help yourself to another round. They take four from this tournament.
There you go, yep. Just saw DiPietro out there a little bit ago. Oh, wow, he must have had... Kid came back against him and beat him 15-7 from Viroqua. So we see Alex DiPietro's season comes to an end. The senior was the number four seed, just got beat by the number five seed here earlier. Although that's right, he's got to keep, just said that you got a chance even if you're in the wrestling background. So he's going to have to go the hard way to get back in here. He's going to have to win on the backside. As we're waiting here pretty quick, Ethan Bodendine should be up here shortly as we're bouncing between three weight classes again. And Phil and I guess we did finish up 57 there, and I can slide that one by. So we're at 65 and 57 in all our weight classes out here. On mat number one, we have Landon Windsor from GET. He's taking on in 165 bout Mason Powell from Rio Cambria Friesland. Then we get even Randolph in there, too. So, oh, Fall River in there, too. It's like four towns or schools all together. There you go. But those are actual schools. Well, GET and Melmin are two different schools, too, but like five towns. Getting close to a fall down there on mat number three, and that is Tony Obisaba. From Lodi, there was a fall in the middle mat there. That was at 175. No, wait. Mm-hmm. I got that wrong. That was the fall was just the one I heard down here. I thought I heard more than one pin.
That was, 165. So Tony Amasiba of Lodi gets the win against Max Johnson of Portage.
You can tell Phil's much more skilled at the names than I am. Good job, Phil.
Getting into the semifinal round then, and I think we have a Hornet wrestler, so let's keep an eye on 175.
There you go. There we knew he'd be up here shortly, and he's going to take the mat here on mat number three. That'll be Ethan Bodendine, who is the number three seed, and he takes on from Nielsville, Greenwood Loyal, Ethan Kautzer. They go head-to-head here, tie-up locks. First time in a long time we've had Nielsville down here in, had them down here in sectionals before, but not in what we call a super regional. Blood time on mat number two. Keep an eye on that one. That's between GET and Arcadia. And we know we're still early in the tournament here because we're just about two-thirds of the way through the quarterfinals here, but the teams we talked about earlier in our earlier broadcast, Phil, GET and Lodi have kind of mapped their way to the top, followed kind of distantly now by Nakusa and Nielsville behind them. Right now, I'm not seeing Mauston at all, but a lot of the Mauston strength comes in the upper weight class with Epsi and Gillen. They just haven't wrestled yet. No score after we've gone even a minute into Bodendine's match here. And still no scores. They just tie up head-to-head and kind of push each other around the mat. It's good aggressive action, but nobody's been really close to a takedown yet.
A couple of juniors battling here today. Bodendine with 20 wins coming in, and Kautzer with 16 wins. And Ethan trying to join his fellow teammates, Stibby and Haiti, into the semifinal rounds.
Nielsville wrestler won his first round match, so he actually has 17 wins now. See, that's the advantage of track wrestling over your program.
Bodendine had a bye, you're right.
He'll get credit for if he wins here, for two wins if he wins, so that'll help too. But now we ended that first period, and we did have no score, so Choice is going to go to Green. He's going to defer, and Evan Kautzer from Neillsville is going to choose down. So Evan's going to have the first chance to beat, or Ethan.
They were both on their feet, though, the whole match, the first period.
But Ethan is how you pronounce Bodendine's first name, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I wanted to make sure I had it right. We're going to have our first scoring, though, here real close. It's going to be at least an escape, and that's what it's going to turn out to be. But Ethan did a nice job of just fighting that off and just giving up an escape where Kautzer was close to having a reversal. Watch our other two bouts. It's 7-3 down there on mat number one and 8-3 on mat number two. We're up to 175 on two and 165. So we're getting up into the last three or four weight classes here in quarterfinal action here in Richland Center High School. Super Regional Division II. As Bill mentioned earlier, we're covering Super Regional Division III down at Mineral Point. And then we have our calling guy, Pat Mahoney, doing Super Regionals at Doddsville. That's a very tough Super Regional. Super Regional here from Center and Super Regional from Doddsville will combine next week in action at the Wisconsin Dells sectional, and we'll have coverage over there for you too.
Still 1-0 in this match. Not a lot has happened other than that 1-point escape.
Well, that was the way the first period went. We're right back to in the second period, the same sort of action there.
On their feet.
We did have a final down there at mat number two, so we catch that with a young man from Rio down there. First time we've seen them over here in our Super Regional 2. If he beats, first time we've seen in a long time a GET wrestler lose there. And he will go into the consolation bracket. Still head-to-head tie-up down here between Bodendine and Kautzer. And just kind of the way they wrestle there and kind of the way they've been allowed to wrestle, to be quite honest with you, as an official, I might have hit a bull for stalling because it's just way too much of that head-to-head tie-up where they really neither one was making an aggressive shot. But we'll see how the third period goes as Ethan gets his chance to go down.
Right. Maybe almost a chance to escape.
Yeah, almost. No, I'm almost wishing for a reversal. So we don't see any more of that dancing stuff. But we'll see. Right now, Coucher's doing a nice job with an arm bar and a head pry. Now Ethan got a chance to sit out. There's that reversal I wanted him to get. Now he's got to ride him, though. But we're going to maybe see if we can turn him here now. 2-1. Ethan Bodendine out in front, as Phil mentioned earlier, 20-8 record the junior has coming into this match. If he can win this bout, he'll automatically jump up to 22-8. He's going to have a fall down there. That was that F.B. Spears that we were talking about. Let's see him get into action as he gets his first win of the day, a pin over Easton Henson from Lodi. Now Ethan running that armbar. See if we can turn him over, getting him on his back. He's got him in trouble, Phil. Could pin him here. He's got him in a lot of trouble. But that's what we're looking for. He's going to come out of that with a 4-point near fall. So now he extends that lead to 6-1. Now coming with a crossface. See if he can get a barbed wire in here, and that's what he's reaching for. Now see if he can grind him over with that. He's got it locked up, but oh, now he switches back and tries to lock up a cradle. And now he's going to even get an additional stalling point from here, so he adds one more to his total. Now he's got a 7-1 lead here in quarterfinal action here at 175. So far, a pretty good match here in the third period. Like we said before, we wanted to see that. We got Hayden Gillen, I believe, out there on mat number one, and when he's the number one seed, he ain't going to be out there very long.
Boston's adding to its team total here. Gillen gets the pin.
Yep.
22 seconds.
Advancement points and also pin points. Those are the two we knew we'd see action. Spears. And there's the final here in the match here as Eden Bolstein wins 8-1 here, and he will move on. So now we have three semifinalists, Phil, with Stibbe, Fady and Bodendine. And we got three more wrestlers coming up here shortly.
That was a flurry of scoring in the third period.
Yeah, he got her on track there, which was good to see. Got away from that down or up on the mat head tie action and got him down there and got him in trouble.
Things happened in a hurry there in the third. We have a final at 175 as well.
And that is the Braden Peterson, the coach's son, winning there from GET. And he will move on to semifinal action with a win there.
I'm guessing they're going to roll right into the wrestlebacks or the consolation round, get that going next, and then...
Yeah, we'll see what they're going to go into. I would imagine maybe they'll do semifinals on both sides there. I don't think there's many... there is going to be a few wrestlebacks in some of that quarterfinal action in the consolation side. So, like you say, maybe that's what they'll go do first. There's not many. It's kind of like the first round that we had earlier. There's not many of them as we're close to a fall down there already in our quarterfinal action. And that was the young man from Viroqua down there,
Portage
Kevin Haynes.
Viroqua. Yeah.
And he was taking on Landon Heitmeyer from Portage, and he ended up on the short end of the stick of that and gets in the first period fall in 46 seconds.
Broke a relatively young squad and kind of struggling to try and get somebody to next week's Wisconsin Dells tournament.
Yep, they it said earlier with talking to some of the other, people covering the tournament, they thought that was DePietro was their best chance to come out of there, but now he's going to have to fight through the backside there to make it happen.
Right. Not done yet, but he's got a shot.
Yep.
Let's take time out. We'll be back after a quick break with more from Richland Center High School. This is Regional Tournament Saturday for WRCO Sports. I'm Phil Nee for Kirk Layer, and we'll be right back with more on WRCO Sports.
From high-quality seeds to specialized feed, Lime Ridge Ag Supply is here for you. Is your farm ready for next season? I'm Taylor Fearing with Lime Ridge Ag. We offer Rob Seco seeds and custom blends tailored to maximize your yield. Our skilled agronomists are here to help you every step of the way. For your livestock, we provide top feed brands including ADM ShowTech, Biozyme VitaFirm, and Early Bird Show Feeds with trusted names like Umbarger, Sunglow, and Linder. We're here to help find the perfect feed for your operation. Lime Ridge Ag Supply, your partner in feed, seed, and success. Reach out today to get started on your farm's next steps.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why local players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. It's time to join the Buckle Up, Phone Down movement. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation challenges all Wisconsin drivers to put safety first by taking the two most important actions to prevent or survive a crash. Use your seatbelt on every trip and put down the phone when driving. Buckle up and phone down on every trip, every time.
Welcome back to our morning session here at Richland Center High School. We're at 190 on the middle mat, 215 on the outlying mat as we head to the upper weights.
Yep, we're getting down to the last, like you say, down to the last two weight classes here real fast. As 190 is getting close to finishing up. Might even miss some action there at 190. I'm trying to look for that, see if I missed a... We got to find Mason Jelinek there yet. He must be on deck somewhere.
He must be, because I've been keeping an eye out for that Richland Center singlet, and I haven't seen it yet.
No, I haven't seen him. He's supposed to be taking on Portage, and I don't even see it on deck. So I see Bindle on deck on mat number one now. I don't think we missed Mason's match. Wonder if he got a...
Ethan Bindle is coming up against Joseph Bertling of Nakusa Port Edwards. That'll be happening at 2:15 in a little while here yet.
That's on deck on mat number one, because they're only in the first period down there. Mat number two, we have action at 190, and that's Angel Garcia. And the next match is one of those times, Phil, I think they're going to force me to go out and look and see what's on a bracket.
You may have to do that, Kirk. I don't know.
And I'm going
to
go look at 190 so we can find where Mason Jelinek went, because we were looking for him in quarterfinal action, and I don't see him here. Mike Ali, you got a bye there, and he hasn't. Well, they might haven't updated that either, though.
Trying to listen for announcer Ken Feed. He's giving the kind of the rundown of the day. It sounds like they will take a break before the finals, which we assumed that they would, but maybe until that time they're going to wrestle right straight through, and especially with the weather that it is and the roads, try to keep her going here today a little bit.
He was just reminding you where to go out there and support that booster club and support Ritzland Center Athletics by buying lots of goodies and bakery items and all kind. I think they got walking tacos out there and sandwiches and stuff. Just a heck of a concession stand in there in combination with the Ritzland Center School District and a chance for you to support Ritzland Center Athletics.
I got a water from them.
Was that a good commercial?
That was a really good commercial, yeah. You're hired.
Well, we're still waiting. I guess even looking. Oh, there, now Mason shows up there. That's good. At least it showed up as on deck now. He's on deck on mat number two. And we're going to have all kinds of Wrestle Center action here shortly.
Pretty
Bindle's
quickly.
On deck on one, and Jelinek's on deck on two. They've only got like a minute 38 left on mat number two. But there's still a period and a half left down there on mat number one. So we should see, actually, which we would expect, to hopefully see Mason Jelinek wrestle before Ethan Bindle.
It's funny how that goes. You go quite a while, and then all of a sudden you have a flurry of activity. You know?
Well, that's good. We need some activity. It's been a while since we had we just had Ethan out there, though, so we've got a good chance to cover that. And like you say, it was pretty good to see that flash of 150 wins over there. Bristol Center crowd did a nice job with that.
Really nice, yeah. Somebody did their homework and gave out a whole bunch of 150 signs to the fans here today.
Even saw my brother-in-law and sister-in-law get involved in that.
Were they?
And it takes a lot to get John Turgerson involved in that. He's been a pretty good fan this year as far as watching his grandson wrestle.
Oh, that's good. Boston's had a pretty good tournament here. They've got Jaron Hansen on the mat right now in a 9-3 match. That's at 2:15, taking on Tyler Rip of Lodi. Got a battle of a junior and a senior. Rip is the senior, so that is happening. Same weight class as Ethan Bindle, a junior coming in, will be taking on Joseph Bertling of Nakusa Port Edwards, is a senior at 27-6 and the number two seed.
We were talking about that earlier as far as team scores, and we said with Boston, with those pinpoints they got there, now all of a sudden they sprung back up on the leaderboard. But right now it's two teams qualifying out here today, and right now it's kind of stretching out there to be look like GET Mel Men and Lodi is trying to make their statements made here in this quarterfinal action that you're going to have to come catch us.
And team sectionals on Tuesday night.
Yep, Tuesday night. I believe the Division II one isn't in Prairie du Chien.
It's Prairie, yes.
That's what I thought. Yep.
Yep.
Division III is in, I don't remember that one right off
hand. I think Wisconsin Dells, maybe?
We'll
look that up.
2 seconds away, and we're going to see a final here on mat number two, but the more important thing is we're going to see Mason Jelinek hit the mat, and if that fall occurs, they're not going to occur to him. We've got a 11-6 win here by Angel Garcia at 190 from Arcadia. So he will win down there. There's the fall down there. So we're going to have what I thought we were going to have, Phil. We're going to have Jelinek and Bindle on the mat both at the same time.
All right. Well, we'll keep it here for that. Then we'll take a break for our news at noon, which is coming up shortly here. We'll have that in its entirety. But our chance to get a couple of Richland Center wrestlers on before we take timeout. And then Pat Mahoney is coming in with a report for us. We'll probably have that around 12:30, 12:35 today. We'll see how their round is going because they're kind of just a little ahead of us here today.
Okay, we are in Jackson here on mat number two with Mason Jelinek, the senior, 24-18, taking on Matthew Wetler from Portage, a junior with a 9-12 record. What do you got down there, Phil?
Well, we have Ethan Bindle, 18-15 junior, taking on Joseph Bertling, a 27-6 senior, and that match is underway as well. I'll watch that with my left eye and watch the other match out of my right eye, if you'd help me here.
There you go. I'll use both eyes and watch Ethan as he's just about to score a takedown with a nice fireman's carry, and he does get that takedown in a nice 3-0 lead. Working in now with a double arm bar. Bindle doing anything down there, Phil?
Not yet. They've remained on their feet the first 34 seconds of wrestling. And a couple of guys, one of those matches where something's got to give here.
There you go. Yep. Ethan trying to lock up at a ball and chain, and we'll see if he can tilt him over. He's got it locked up now. Now he's going back to the ball and chain with an arm bar or a bar tilt, and he's got it locked. Can he stuff him? He did stuff the head. Did that really quick to hopefully stay away from a potentially dangerous, and he got away with it, and he's going to get four near fall out of it, I think, but he still got him in trouble with a half Nelson coming in to finish that up, but no. Get my back to the right one. Wendler got back to his belly, but four near fall there and blood time. So back to you, Phil.
Mason with a nice lead there, 3-0. On the other mat, Ethan Bindle.